Rabbosai, a good Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Cholamoid Pesach Tovshin Peidalid, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We're all holding in the middle of our Pesachs, and we're getting closer to the end of Yontif, to the Kriyas Yamsuf. And we'd like to share with you some Divrei Chizuk, some Inyanim from Shir HaShirim, some Inyanim from Halel. So minyanim de yoma, we all recognize that this Pesach, that just like the Yidden were getting close to the Yam, they were running away from Paro, and they were surrounded on all sides, and no one knew where to go. La'an neilech, la'an neilech. And we needed a vayitzaku, we had a sinisim. And then there was Nachshon ben Aminadav, it went into the Yamsuf, and there was a splitting of the Yamsuf. But before that, Klal Yisrael was Navach. Klal Yisrael was unsure what to do. In the same way, there's no question that this year, this Pesach, everyone feels that both here in Eretz Yisrael, on one hand, we see tremendous Nisim, the Nisim which we mentioned last week of the missiles that were fired in from Iran, and the fact that we were saved, and there was no one that was hurt, and then there was the Ness list, Erev Shabbos, Mamash, Erev Yontif, Mamash, not Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, this, where there was Nisim, Mamash, and Ramema, Arabs went into, they went to make a massacre, and they had rifles, and they drove into a group of yeshiva boys, and a boy, you see the videos, the boy mamash walked out tumbling over three times, did not land on his head, and was safe, and was barely scratched. And then the machine gun jammed, and eventually they were caught. So on one hand, we see tremendous, tremendous nisim. And on the other hand, yesterday at the Birchas Kohanim, at the end of the Birchas Kohanim, all the Rabbanim, we all said the Tillim, and the Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, because we realize this, even though we were sitting in the Seder, but we know that there are Shvuyim, there are hostages, they're going through horrible, 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 painful Inuyim together with their families. And there's no question that these are questions, we do not have the answers for everything. But we recognize that this is something that we have to, these are the Yisurim, and we can't understand to what level HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on one hand, the people that were killed up and they died up at Kiddush Hashem, and those that are going through such suffering. But we realize that everything is B'yad Hashem. Everything's a cold of Ador Omdim Aleinu L'Halaseinu V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodam. And here in Eretz Yisrael, it's the physical. And in America now, all the universities are going through their pro-Palestinian, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic so-called demonstrations. The greatest universities, Columbia University and Europe, and NYU and many universities, and it's like a traveling show that all of a sudden is catching like wildfire, and we have no idea where it's leading to. But we see clearly this is all a chelik of the master plan of Hashem, and we have to turn to Hashem, and we have to ask Him that Rabbanu Hashem should watch over the Klal Yisrael. I heard a maisa that there was a very chashva yid that went to the Chafetz Chaim. In those days, there were the pogroms, and there was a lot of Yisurim and many people. You have to realize it's not the first time there's been pogroms, unfortunately. Had pogrom for who knows how many years, and Inquisitions and Holocaust. But he came to the Chafetz Chaim, and he said, Higia Maimad Nofesh, Rebbe, can you get, what kind of Divrei Chizuk can you give us for such a time and such a situation? So he said, bring over the Gemara Sanhedrin. And he brought over the Gemara Sanhedrin, and the Chafetz Chaim showed him the Gemara, where the Gemara says, what should a person do in order to be saved from the birth pains, from the terrible, terrible pains of afflictions which will take place before Mashiach comes? And the Gemara says, Yasek b'Torah u'gmilas chasadim. There's only one answer. The only answer is that we should be Osek in Torah, and we should do good deeds. We should care about another Jew. And for sure, that's two of the three amudim that the world is standing on. Al-Shleisha Dvar Ma'olam Ha'amin, Al-Atayra, Gemilas Chasanim, but the middle one is the Tefillah. for sure we have to do tefillah. So we daven, and when we say we daven, we really have to daven with more heartfelt feelings. I know this morning in my shul, why daven? We say Avinu Malkeinus, even on Shabbos, even on Yontif, we said it together with the Shir HaMalos, and that's on one hand that we see that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the one that's in charge, and we turn to him and we ask that through our Isaac and Torah and Gnus Chesed and Tefillah, the Rabbeinu Shalom should listen to our Tefillahs, and just the Klai Yisrael was standing at the Yamsuf, and they called out, so we also call out, and we hope and we pray that the Shvim should be returned. Yesterday I was Zoicha together with the Rebbetzin, we had a tremendous Nachas. We went to Haifa, and yesterday here in Eretz Yisrael, since Chol HaMoed, since we started saying the same bracha, all of a sudden we changed. We turned to Tal, Tfilas Tal. So all of a sudden it turned boiling hot. We had very, very hot weather. It just switched over early this morning, but it was very, very hot. And we traveled to Haifa for a great celebration. We have a granddaughter who got married and already have a baby, Tehila and Tzvi. Fabian, both Israeli born, and they moved to Haifa. They were able to buy a very small deer in the old section in Hadar in Haifa. And we traveled on Chol HaMoed. Usually there's a lot of traffic, and there was a lot of traffic. But we did a smart thing. We took the train. The trains are great in Eretz Yisrael. We traveled by train from Modi'in all the way up to Haifa. And we went with the entire family, and we had a big Suda, a Suda Suda. We were met by the other Mechutanim. Also wonderful, wonderful people. And on the train, it was great. First of all, it was air-conditioned. There was no traffic. You didn't have to drive. You didn't have to worry about anything. And guess what? The Mechutin, my Chutin, Rabbi Yonatan, was also a wonderful, wonderful Talmud Chacham and a good friend. We sat and we learned the Daf HaYomi. Rabbi said, it was Belechtecha Baderech. And then when we finished the Daf, we were able to schmooze. We were able to see the countryside. And our grandchildren came and they brought us watermelon that was grown here in Eretz Yisrael. We made brachas. And afterwards, when we got to the house, we had a suda, we made shechiyonos. Rabbi Sai, we made a bracha on the yam, Oysa Maisa Bracious. We were able to see the Mediterranean. This is what a Yid tries to do when it comes the Yontif of Pesach, is to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven to Hashem. In the midst of the Golos, this is the way Yidden have always maintained themselves. I was thinking as I was traveling on the trains, that Baruch Hashem, the trains are going and the country is going, and even though we know that the war is not ended and we're surrounded by enemies, and we have to daven and pray that every single person should be safe, but we realize that in the midst of the Golos, the Rabbeinu Hashem is bringing us closer to the Gula. I wanted to share with you just a few thoughts on the Hallel that we say, Hayom Rav Hayonis. I said this over yesterday, Hayar Den Yisav Lachar. So by the Yam, it says, Hayam Ra'a, the sea saw Vayonis, and it ran away. The Medrash says, what did it see? It saw the Aronis of Yosef. It saw the coffin of Yosef, and that's what caused it to the splitting of the sea. And it says, Hayarden, which takes place when Yeshua goes into Eretz Yisrael, Tisav Lacher, it like turns itself, turns back, doesn't say anything about Ruah, doesn't see anything, just Tisav Lacher. So why by the Yamsuf does it say the Indian of Riyah, and also has a lesson of Nus, it ran away, and by the Yarden also says it turns Lacher, doesn't say anything that it runs away. So I saw Gevaldik and Vort that Rebbe Baruch says over, based upon the Orachayim HaKadosh and Parshas B'Shalach, and he basically says that the truth is we find other places that we saw that rivers split. It says Pinchas ben Yoram, when he was going to do a mitzvah, so the sea, the river split for him. So what's the big ness of the Yam splitting? What's the big ness of the Yarding splitting? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says an unbelievable yesod. Kan koidem matan Torah, kan la'achar matan Torah. By the splitting of the sea, there was no matan Torah yet. There was no matan Torah, so the teva is sholot in the olam. What was needed was an act of Mesiris Nefesh. That was the act of Mesiris Nefesh of Yosef, and it could be that it combines with the act of Mesiris Nefesh of Nachshon ben Aminadav. But Hayam Ra, the Yam saw something. That thing that it saw was that act of Mesiris Nefesh of Yosef. And therefore, Vayonis, it ran away. Because Mesiris Nefesh changes Teva. But after the Kabbalah Sator, which takes place later on, when Yeshua goes into Eretz Yisrael, once the Torah was given, now the Kayach of the Teva is given over to the Amolei HaTorah, the toilers in Torah. The Torah itself now rules over the world, like it says, Hisna Kodesh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis, if Klal Yisrael be Mekabel the Torah Mutav in Lav, it's going to turn the world back to Tohu Vavohu. So once the world is given over into the hands of the Amolei HaTorah, like we say, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, we are in charge of the Zman. We are the ones that are the Balabatim. When a person really learns Torah Lishma, learns it properly, then, like Pinchas Ben Yair, the river splits in front of him. So what happened? The Yarden, it didn't have to see anything special. It's Tisav. It just turned away Le'achar. As soon as the Amolei Torah came, Klal Yisrael were Amol B'Torah, then the Yarden moved away. And this is a great lesson to teach us how important it is for our Limud HaTorah. And this backs up a little bit what the Chafetz Chaim says. How are we going to get through the Chevron Mashiach? The first thing is Yasek B'Torah, be Isaac in Torah. Another aspect that we said in the Hallel, we say the words, Mikimi Me'ofer Dol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making from the offer, from the dust, he's making the dull, the poor. Me ashpas yorim evyon. And everyone knows the famous song, Mikimi, Mikimi. So the question is, what is the Lashon Mikimi used in context with the dal, the poor one? And over there it says, Lashon Mikimi may offer from the offer, the dal. And then it says, me ashpas, but from the garbage dumps, from the dumps, Yarim Evyon, then the Evyon is going to be raised. We know the Evyon and Dal seem to be the same thing. It seems to be speaking about a poor person. So we know already from Hilchos Purim that the Mishnah Berurah already says the difference between an Ani and an Evyon is, an Ani is a person, he's missing food, but he still has something. An Evyon doesn't have anything. An Evyon is destut. He's ta'ev l'chol davar. He's ta'ev for anything because he's like so hungry, so starving, he has nothing. And therefore, the Evyon is someone that is completely, completely without anything. And if you hear there's a Gevaldik Yisoid, the Yisoid is that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves the Aniyim. Why? Because the Aniyim, they have humility. They know that they on their own, they have no way to be able to sustain themselves. And therefore, they turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're humble. So the first thing is, the Ribbono Shel Olam looks at the Ani. And he's in the Afar, he's in the dust, he's in the dirt. He's on the earth, doesn't have his own ability, but he's humble. When he's humble, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mikimi. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to lift up that humble person, because the Ribbono Shel Olam loves the Aniyim. He loves the Anavim. So therefore, he's Mikimi. He's making them. He gives them an ability to stand. Stand is you're going to have your own ability to be on your own 2 feet. But then you have the Evyon. The Evyon, he's in the Ashpas. He's already in the dumps. He has mamish the lowest of the low. He's worse than the offer. He's an Evyon. He's an Evyon. He has such humility. He only has a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. May Ashpas Yorim, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will be Rum. Ribbono Shel Olam, literally, he raises them up to a higher level. It's not just enough from the Kimi. He raises them up to the highest level. So we cannot understand, and I think in the context of the Shvuyim, where they are and where they're holding, there's no question. The only one that will take them out is the Ribbono Shel Olam, for sure. The Mishtatlim, but it's Me Ashpas Yorim Evyon. We must soon say some Gevaldika stories of a similar situation. Can't say exactly the same situation, but a similar situation. We see the great Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before we say that, I just want to say that this Shabbos we're going to learn Shir HaShirim. The Magen Avraham says the reason why we learn Shir HaShirim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down on Pesach, is because it's the time when the piyutim that we say on Shabbos are all meyusid, they're all established from Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is the love song between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. So to speak, the Mefarshim say that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Chassan and Klai Yisrael is the Kavla. And there's a very, very poetic license, poetic terminologies which are used, which are all based on Chazals. So I just want to say just a few Ramazim of Gevaldik, the Shir HaShirim. The Shir HaShirim is Kaddish from all of the other Shirim. So the Rekeach says some Gevaldik thing, Shir HaShirim, the first Pasuk, Asher L'Shloimai. If you take a look at the Rosh HaTevis, it says Shin Hei Aleph Lamed. And the Rekeach says that represents Se Kel, the lamb of the sheep of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael is the Se Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know we're considered like the sheep that is surrounded by the wolves that's about to attack us. But the Se Pezura is giving out a shir, is singing the songs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings down a mashal to a king that he had a favorite matruna that used to have this beautiful voice, a beautiful girl, woman, that she would have this beautiful voice. She was able to sing praises to the king. And the king, every single time he wanted to have a good feeling, always he would say to matruna, Achas, please sing to him. And she would sing to him. One time she didn't want to sing to him. So he told the servants, hit her. If you'll hit her, then she'll call out. Even if she calls out, that voice, when she's calling out, the sweetness of her voice is also Kailach Arif. And this is the Mimshal is Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is the Seh Pezura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're the Matrona Achas of Knesset Yisrael. But we went into the Ashpais, and now we don't want to necessarily sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes us to sing. Vayitzakum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hits us with the Umas HaOlam, and we call out. But that shir, that's the sekel, that's the se that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear those tefillahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer us with those tefillahs. That's one randus. The beginning of shir is shir, the first word is shir, the last word is bashamayim. And the remez is, this is the shir of tzaddikim, that's why it's the beginning, it's all about the shir of the tzaddikim that are sitting where in Gan Eden, which is bashamayim. That's one remez. Shir Bashamayim, the Shir of Tzaddikim that is sitting in Bashamayim. Another remez is Shir Bashamayim, Shir that is said over in the Shamayim. And we start out with a shin of the Shir, and we end off Bashamayim. The last letter is Mem, and that stands for shame, because we know that all the Shirim were Kaddish, but the Shir HaShirim is Kaddish Kaddashim, it's the holies of holies. Why? Because it's all merumas to the Shem Kaddish. That's why the first letter was a Shin and the last letter was a Mem, the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last remez we want to say is, it says, Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shleima Yashakeni Minashikos Piyu. If you take a look, and that's the first pasuk and the second pasuk, but there are six times that it says the letter Shin. The letter Shin, the Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shleima, each one is another remez. We know that Shin is 300, and we times the six times that it says it, and that turns into 1800. So they bring down over here from the Sefer HaYecholos that when Klal Yisrael davens, so that creates 1800 malachim, because every one of the Shemoneh Esrei brachos that we daven in Shemoneh Esrei, it creates 100 malachim, and we time that times 18. And therefore, we have Yud Ches Meis Malachim. We have 1800 Malachim, and these 1800 Malachim, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu listens to their tefillas, and they create an Atarah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi says six times it says the Shin, the six times is the Remez to the 1800 Malachim which were created from our tefillas. Gevaldike, gevaldike Yisodus over here. One last word we want to say over from Rav Shach before we say over this Maisa, which we want to tell you. Pasuk says, we're going to say it tomorrow, and some people say the minig on Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, you should say to Oz Yashir, Pasuk by Pasuk, some keilas, they still do it. Pasuk says, Vayar Yisrael Zira Gdoila Shirasa Hashem Yitzrayim Vayiru Amis Hashem. Klai Yisrael saw the great outstretched hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Mitzrayim, and they feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That took place by Kriyas Yamsuf after the Makkos of Mitzrayim. If Shach Zatzal is to give all the Ginyan, it's mashmuf over here that Yiras Hashem only came about because the Klal Yisrael was mizbeinin in Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. But we know that the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisoidei Torah that if a person wants to have love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to get Yirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that comes about through just contemplating the cosmic world. If a person will take a look at the Bria, you'll see the sun, you'll see the moon. He just had a solar eclipse with the moon literally covered over the sun. And it was a tremendous Niflos HaBore. The Rambam said, if a person will take a look at Niflos HaBore, then he'll be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Frecht Rav Shach. So why do we have to have Dafka Kriyas Yamsuf and the Makkas that took place in Mitzrayim? So Rav Shach says, Gavaldik. He says, for sure, when a person looks in the Bria, for sure he could see that there is a Bore, that there is a creator. But there's one thing that's lacking. He doesn't necessarily know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is manig the Bria. He doesn't necessarily know that Kadosh Baruch Hu every single moment is looking into the world, and he is the one that's manig, and he's makir, and he sees what Klal Yisrael is doing. And if a person does ma'isim tov, and the Ribbono Shel Olam gives schar, a person chas v'shalom does a chet, then the Ribbono Shel Olam unfortunately gives an einish. By Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael saw that a Kadosh Baruch Hu did nisim for the Klal Yisrael and was manish to Rishoyim. Schar va'einish, that brings a person to the Hashlama, not just that there is a Bairei, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that's in charge. He's a Bairei Umanik. So therefore that brings a person to complete Emunah, to complete Yir Shemayim. That's why the Pasuk says, Vayar Yisrael Sirak Dola Shos Hashem Mitzrayim, Vayir Omes Hashem, Vayimina Vashem, Vayimina Avdai. Rabbi Sayyid, the Shvuyim are on our mind. In 1971, if I'm not mistaken, it was a Shavui. This Shavui was captured by the Palestinians, the original form, the ones that started the Hamas. Yasser Arafat, Yimach Shmo V'Zichronim. There was a plane that was captured by Palestinian terrorists, and on it was Rav Hutner Zatzal, together with his daughter, Rebbe Sin David Olal Shalom, and Yibadol Chaim Tov Maruchim, Rebbe Yonason David. And they were captured, and they were in Jordan, and there was a whole series of events that took place. I myself was Zochem, when they were finally released. I was at the airport together with Rav Moshe Feinstein for the Kabbalah Sponim, and everyone was Makabal, the Rosh Hashiva Rav Hutner. But I saw that Rav Yonason David, the Rosh Hashiva Shabika Zutn Stark, the son-in-law, he said over some amazing things. First, we said that, you know, the Arabs, they treated them not with great, great respect, except Rav Hutner. They said they had respect for Rav Hutner, but they gave him very little food, and they gave him very little to drink. And what happened was they gave them bread, but the bread was bread which was wasn't cooked by Jews, so it was pas akum. And there were two Talmidim Rav Hutner were on the plane. And they said to themselves, how can we eat this bread? It's Pasakim. And they were makban of Pasakim. Then one of them said to the other one, you know, there's a halacha that the only time there's a gzeira of Pasakim is only because we're afraid that we're going to end up, right, eating together with the guy, right? But if a person is not eating, that's only if this person's eating by himself. But if a person's eating with other yidden, right, and then there are goyim that are there, then b'shum eva, it's mutter litztarev. And you're allowed to eat the bread with them. There's a heter. So they said, you know what? We'll turn to the terrorists. And they said, listen, it's Shabbos is coming. And we all have a minute to eat together. And what happened was, they brought the bread, they should eat it together. And the terrorists listened. When Rav Hutner heard this, he said an unbelievable thing. Look at these avreichim yerushamayim. They're so careful and they're so cautious, and they came up with a heter that you're allowed to eat pas akim in such a situation. And the Shabbos and the heter of this Talmid HaChachamim Yir Shemayim, that's what allowed the people to be able to have bread. Rebbe Tzin David, she somehow felt that Shabbos, she somehow had neiris, and she wanted to light the candles. And she asked her father, could she light candles? And the question was, I don't know exactly where they were, if they were on the plane or they were in whatever tents they were in. and it was sakana. What would the terrorists do? And Rav Hutna said to her, no, you shouldn't light the candles, but the bechina will be ritzeinenu lasos b'sorcha. The fact that you want to be mekayim it, you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros, that in itself will be considered just like you lit the candles. Rabbi said, you hear the madregas, Avreichen, the Rebbe and David. Rav Yonason said himself that they had a little bit, they didn't have a lot of food, but they had from the plane, they had a little bit of a sweet, whatever it was, a kosher, either it was a chocolate bar or it was something of that nature. And they decided, you know what they're going to do? They split it up. They took one half of that and they ate it, L'Kovet Shabbos, that they should be able to have, and they split it up amongst each other, a little bit of sweetness, Oynik Shabbos. And the second half, they said, we're going to save this, that Mirtz Hashem, there'll be Nisim, we're going to make a Sudas Hador, and that's what happened. When they finally were released, they used that mamtak, that piece of chocolate, and they ended up eating it. Rabbi said they were b'shevi, there were hostages, they were surrounded by cruel, cruel people. Rabbi Yonason said that the Shabbos that this all took place was in Chaf Hei El, and they were in a room, and there were over 30 people, and then all of a sudden the nest took place. All of a sudden, King Hussein from Jordan decided, and only the Rabbanu Shem put that into his head, he was upset with the Palestinians, and he's going to go and he's going to make a massacre against them. So the Palestinian terrorists themselves were afraid, and they ended up they were literally on the floors, because they said, who knows what's going to happen? It could be that they're going to blow themselves up together with all those hostages. And then all of a sudden, without any understanding, all of a sudden a big nest took place. And all of a sudden the Arabs, they separated. They left them alone. And there was a nest gadol. And they said that it could be that that was the week of the Maral's yard site. And therefore, since Rav Hutner had a big shaykhus with being mefitz, the yonim of the Maral, that was the schus. And at that time there was no water and it was very, very hot, and all of a sudden they found literally mayonos, they found little wells of water. It was literally a mice nest beyond description. Rabbi said, we have no idea how much the Rabbi Shalom is in charge of everything. And Rav Yonason David said that they said that they took away everything from us. The worst thing was that they took away two things. They took away the ksavim that the Rosh Yeshiva had, Rav Hutner had, and that was very, very much that affected him. And then the other thing, they took away a mehuda deka esrig that Rav Yonason had bought from Rav Michal Lefkovitz from his pardes of the Chazanish. And the Arabs, when he saw it, they said, lakachtem et ha'pri hazeh me'eretz shelanu. They took this, oh, you took this from our land. And he took it and he threw it away. Those were the things that bothered, that they had pain about, that he lost out on the beautiful, beautiful esrog, pre-Eitz Hodah. But he said they could take away everything. But the Shabbos that we had over there, with the Suffolk Pasa Akum, with the Mamtak that we had left over, the little candy that we left over from the airplane, I'll never forget those things. The Shabbos that we were with Nitzel, Mimavas L'chaim. Rabbi Sai, we hope and we pray. We davening. We're standing by the Yam, and we turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And by the Kriyas Yam Suf, we're going to say Shir Hashirim, Asher L'Shleimer. We're going to say the Oz Yashir Moshe, because we realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that's in charge. To Him we turn, and even though it's Chevle Mashiach, and throughout the world, we see that the ugly head of anti-Semitism is raising its head up. Again and again, not any different than it was so many years ago. We daven for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, but we know that Vayar Yisrael Sayyorak Doyla Shirosa Hashem, Vayira Omes Hashem, Vayaminu Bashem and Mashav, that we have Amun under Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom, Shemagala's great hand, we should be Yotze from the Yamsuf, we should be Zoychimit Hashem to the Gula Shlema, the Meher of Yamenu, Amen, Vamen, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you very much for listening. We want to thank jfoundations.com. If you could sponsor any of our activities, It'd be another way of addressing and being able to give over Torah to other people. Go on the website and show your support. Thank you very much for joining us.